Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back. It's Rugby League all day today. Thanks to our sponsors, of course, Ream and Maccas, who we love so much. They've been with us for so long. And the Maccas I'm loving at moment. We look for the ultimate Maccas I'm loving at moment for this year. Grab a Big Mac for the big match, because the Big Mac, it's, of course, first made in 1968. It's just its own thing, isn't it? The Big Mac. Who doesn't love a Big Mac?
Oh, outstanding. You love a bit of a quarter pounder too, Anthony, or some nuggies, half a dozen nuggets, a bit of sweet and sour.
Oh, yeah, neat. I love, my go-to is the fillet of fish. I go the double fillet of fish. Anyway.
When you ordered your fillet of fish the other day, we were going to steal the fish out of it.
Were you? Yes.
Just to have you blow up again. But we just thought of that sort of cruel and unusual punishment.
You don't know what I'm like. If anyone goes near my food, mate, I'll go straight into a karate stance. And that'll be the end of you two palookas.
McCramey.
Anyway, boys, thanks to Maccas, as voted by the many, many hundreds of thousand loyal Triple M NRL listeners, here is the Maccas moment of 2021.
The Maccas moment for 2021.
Ball is loose. Granville is a match race for the ages. Carrick v Granville. Carrick gets here. Walks across the dead ball line. Now sprints back for Manly. Up he goes. Changes direction. This is rugby league, folks. Have a look at it. Links up with Cherry Evans. It's still on for Manly. Away from Hess. Kicks in field. Look who's there. Tom Trott.
He chased there.
My goodness. That is from another universe.
And great call from our old mate Vossi, and a wonderful season too for Ruben Garrick, who probably doesn't get the mentions of some of his colleagues, but that was the Maccas moment as voted by our Triple M listeners right through 2021. Paul Kent, James Hooper, Gordy Tallis and Maroon will take a break and come back with more as Triple M rocks the grand final.
Buckle up, footy fans. Triple M rocks the NRL grand final. 5 hours till kickoff.
Hi, this is Wendell Saylor. You can now stream every Triple M game of the NRL and AFL live on Listener. It's just confidence, ad-lib football.
Oh, you can hear it from the box. Kick out.
He's just been kicked out. Download it now. L-I-S-T-N-R.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh, no, he drops the ball.
You've got to respect the ball. Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Welcome to the Triple M Sunday Sin Bin.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, we are getting closer and closer to a massive grand final. Shortly, we'll get Gordy to update us too on that prelim in the Q Cup in the Intra Super Cup. Of course, we do it thanks to our friends at Sea-Doo. Get on board of Sea-Doo. No passport, no worries. Paul Kent, James Triceps Hooper, Gordy Tallis and Maroon. Time for this.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes... I Call BS.
Okay, for the final time today, we're going to let the boys let off some steam. I'm going to just start with one as a Rabbitohs fan here, boys and girls. So I'm just going to be a punter, just a South fan. Obviously, I'm no expert on rugby league, but I'm a massive South supporter. I call BS on people that say, Paul's already touched on it, you've got to win one to lose one. Well, Parramatta lost two in the 70s. Back-to-back. Manly lost two in the 80s back-to-back. Balmain lost two in the 80s back-to-back. Dragons lost two in the 90s back-to-back. Roosters lost two in the noughties back-to-back. Panthers, you're going down today. You're the biggest imposter since Milli Vanilli. Glory, glory. It's the Rabbitohs today. And that's my I Call BS. Anyone else like to add one?
Yeah, I'll have a crack at Ivan Cleary and just the way that he's handled the media this week. I understand that, you know, it got pretty heated between he and Wayne a month ago in the opening week of the finals, and he obviously took some lessons out of that. But, I mean, it's the biggest stage and it's the biggest game of the year. He's knocked back Triple M today for a pre-game interview, which I think he's done every single one of them whenever it's been requested. Over the course of this season, you're right there, Anthony. You got a furball or something after that little
spiel. Some sort of a hair. I don't know what it is, but anyway,
that's a panther getting his revenge.
It's paws. So yeah, I just think Ivan, given the magnitude of the game and what's at stake, it's not about dealing with the journalists or not getting along with the media or whatever. You're speaking to the fans, and it's the biggest game of the season, and Penrith are entitled to hear from their coach. I actually think he's done himself a little bit of a disservice with I think it's been negative the way that he's tried to really remain in the background, and you know, okay, that's his style, that's the way he wants to approach it, but I think it's a great sign.
The NRL must fix that. There should be just stipulations. Like, the fact is, this game is supported on a broadcast deal. 80% of the NRL's income is from the broadcast, which is media. So if you're not talking to the media and selling the game, that's a whole of game responsibility. It's up to the NRL to put in minimum standards that the coaches or players can't dodge.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they have, the stipulation.
Yeah, but the minimum standards aren't enough. Like yesterday, the interview yesterday. Who wants to hear from the assistant? And grand final week, who wants to hear from the assistant coach?
Would you respect? You come up to me two out of finals. So I'm sitting there with Triple M, and we don't pay as much as television. I get that, but we're still partners of the game.
Absolutely.
And as I said before, you're not talking to me. You're not talking to the guy holding the mic. And Kenty, you've always told me, I think, you know, when you're over covering the stage, you could walk in and interview Michael Jordan 2 hours before he goes and plays.
You're allowed in the dressing room at an NBA game. You're allowed in the dressing room up until 45 minutes before tip-off.
There you go.
Right? So you're going to interview him.
It's similar with Major League Baseball as well. You can go and speak to the players hours before.
So that's why we got to get. That's why all our players, right, wear NBA gear. You look at every other NRL player, they all walk the streets. They've all got their hat backwards. They've got a Jordan or a LeBron James or a Kobe Bryant singlet on because they know them, because you watch those guys get interviewed every single week selling their brand. And it's not the coach's fault. It's not the player's fault. I think it's the game's fault, and we got to be stronger on it. And that's another thing that we got to put up on the hoist in the off-season. It's still one of your sayings there, Maroon, and to make sure that they are available to sell the game.
Particularly when we're in a country that has four football codes, as opposed to America, which has two football codes.
And everybody went quite, you know, I mean, Kenty, and I know that we've had a few arguments over this, but because everybody was playing away from home, they weren't talking to their fans, they're talking to Broncos fans, no one wanted to sell the game up here. And I didn't want to say it, so there should have been even more of an emphasis on those guys going out the junior rugby league clubs, like, and all the teams out here, just, and I know COVID and all that, but just adopting an area, going out there and helping grow the game of rugby league. If you're up here and we've let you in, you know, I think that it's a privilege and an honour to play our game. And I think that, you know, there's some standards that have got to go with it. And one is selling it.
Mm. But I think really we learnt more about you then. Hoopsie.
Was it,
well,
Anthony?
Well, I think
from the Corinthians.
You as a person who I have tried to help mentally, physically and spiritually, what you've really shown there is that this goes back.
People would argue you haven't done much there, Anthony.
This goes back to when Ivan left the Tigers in the state of a mad woman's breakfast.
I'll happily put it on the record. I don't like the way that Ivan left West Tigers. Mm. That still sticks in your craw, and that club is still paying a heavy price.
Mind you,
the decisions that...
In hindsight, it was a good decision.
Oh, it's a good decision for him, right? But there was obviously, you know, there's a football club at stake as well, Anthony. So I know how passionate you are about South Sydney. Mm. I was actually thinking you and Gordon was referencing about the way that some of the players get around in all the NBA gear. You don a bit of the, you put a singlet on and get the cap on backwards in the house of almost pain, don't you? And
I do.
Start powering away on the stepper.
I do.
Cindy Lauper on.
I do a bit of Cindy Lauper and a little bit of Whitney Houston and Taylor Dane. But what I would say to you, Hoops, in closing, always remember, old son, just turn the other cheek.
Turn
the other cheek. What's
mate? What did Taylor Dane sing?
I'll be your shelter. And
I'll be your shelter.
Taylor Dane.
Feel the night explode. Tell it to my heart, Taylor Dane. Yeah.
Oh wow.
So
wow.
When you next time you're in Sydney, you can come and have a workout in the in the gym there in Little Bay.
You'll have to bring your own thigh blaster though, because he's worn his out.
Yes, exactly. And your own bull worker.
Thigh blaster.
Win him. Gets it between his legs and squeezes.
Stop it, Paul. I might have time to do it for 10 minutes before the grand final when I get in home. Winham lead 28-12 with eight gone in the second half there in the Intrust Super Cup prelim. That's for Tyre Power. We'll take a break as Triple M rocks the footy.
A Triple M NRL classic grand final moment. 2005, the West Tigers and Benji's quick pass.
Thurston, right foot kick, down the ground, into the end goal almost. Hodgson cuts it off. Hodgson taken by Norton. He took him late. Marshall skips away. Marshall's still going. Marshall's got Richards coming up outside. Now inside. Richards pursued. He pushes Johnson away. Pat Richards has scored. A magnificent try. Length of the field stuff.
Yes, indeed. The 2005 Grand Final. West Tigers won it, and they've really haven't raised a sweat since then. But never mind. 2005, they won.
They've still won just as many premierships as Souths in the last 20 years, Anthony.
Oh, mate, Souths, what, West?
They've only been around since 2000,
Listen,
Anthony.
Mate, I don't want to get into a whole thing with you here. Winham 28, Seagulls 12.
I can see a bit of big prelim. Game jitters here from you.
I am a little bit nervous, mate. Yeah. I just want to get home to the virtual corporate box and watch it. And
how's it looking today?
Oh, mate, I've got the menu. We've made a menu.
Really?
Me and Miss Portugal. I'm glad you reminded me, Paul, because I'll come back to that. A proper menu. We've taken it up a notch. Wow. We bought a new TV. We've got a proper menu. Wow.
Did you buy a TV?
Giddy up, yes, I did.
One of the RSL clubs you work at.
That's a yes.
No, I bought it off eBay. I got it cheap.
No, you didn't.
No, I bought it
from Macca's.
I bought it from our friends that made of ours at down there at Supercentre. Did me a great deal. Time for this.
Welcome to Maroon's Trivia Night.
Okay. Well, boys, trivia won't be back next year because you've just absolutely turned this into probably the worst segment in the history of Australian radio. All right? We've tried getting people in to take you on, Paul.
That was one of the great rorts, yeah. Shifty Schifano. Fair enough. You set that. That was an inside job if ever there's been one.
But, mate, I've got a four-year-old grandson that I reckon Hoops could do a better job than you at this. So here's chance. Your chance to redeem yourself. Your name is your buzzer, Gordon. The grand final quiz this time is about teams that aren't in this year's grand final. So they're kind of grand final-ish questions, all right? Kind of. Now, here we go. Your name is your buzzer. Clear question number one. Of the current teams, name one who hasn't played in the grand final.
Gordy.
Yes, Gordy.
Titans.
Titans is correct. 1-0. But, of course, they did win five games in a row against St. George Bulldogs and West Tigers last year. Question number two. Of the current teams, who played and lost the 2002 grand final?
Paul Gordy.
Paul.
Warriors.
And it's 1-1. Question number three. What team won the first grand final? Paul.
He's gone early there.
Brisbane is incorrect.
Can you finish the question?
At the Stadium Australia.
Hoops.
No, it's no good now, mate. No, the whistle's blown.
It was
blown.
Called the Brisbane Broncos in 2000.
Yeah, Gordy played. I'll say Gordon played.
So the scores are 1-1.
No, it wasn't. It was 99,
if
wasn't
he,
it?
If he jumps 99. Early, if he yeah, goes 99. Early,
Melbourne won 99.
Can we not?
No.
No, the question's done, all right?
Righto.
Now, all of a sudden, you've had all
year. I thought the question was going to be who won the first NRL grand final.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
I was out by a couple of years. Mm. Well, a year,
A year only.
One year, yeah.
Technicality.
I wouldn't pick today, Hoops, to start getting passionate about the trivia.
Mate, right? You know how much I love trivia. Okay. You know, this is my favourite part of the week.
Here we go.
Quiz.
Here we go.
Get the little machine out.
Suddenly he cares.
God, yeah. I don't know how that summer show's going to go between
you
two.
Oh, mate, what about
can you feel the tension?
Wood duck to wood duck.
I tell you what, the bloody emails are still coming through about that.
Yeah. Saying, please don't.
As St. George... And not St. George Illawarra.
Paul. As,
yes.
79.
And that is incorrect.
Oops, 92, 93.
And that is, the question's now over, right? The question was going to be, as St. George and not St. George Illawarra, who did the Dragons play in the 96 grand final?
Manly.
Correct, but nobody gets a point. But
Manly.
You are
minus one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's just getting – I'm setting the handicap up.
All right, well,
I'll get
okay.
down to minus two before I start trying.
Okay. What teams played in the last SCG Grand Final? Yes.
Manly and Canberra.
That's right. Now you're back to zero. Okay. Who coached Newcastle?
Paul.
Yes. 40. Paul.
Michael Hagan.
Correct. In the 2001 Grand Final. One all.
Jeez, you've got
a panic, mate.
Yeah.
Honestly, are you in a coma over
really?
There, Hoops? Are you in some sort of a coma? Right, okay. Next question is, what team lost the 2006 Grand...
Paul.
Gordon.
Melbourne.
Correct.
Brisbane won it.
Two.
Oh,
you've only got to get one more.
Yeah, he's in the nervous 90s, Gordy.
Okay.
Don't get bold.
Who was the first head coach of the St. George Illawarra Dragons? Yes, Hoops.
David Waite and Andrew Farrer.
Correct. That will do. David Waite will do. So
they were
now,
actually co-coaches, Anthony.
Well, I'm going to take that point off you now, mate, because you keep...
Mate, I had to work that hard for it.
You keep butting in. We're trying to get through this.
Nah, let him keep it.
All right, we'll let him keep it.
Segment okay. entertaining.
Who won last year's Clive Churchill medal?
Paul.
Yes. Paul.
Oh, he might have gone earlier here.
Pappenhausen.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, he had to think that the hamster was going.
No, no, I backed Cameron Smith and got paid out at half time.
It's... Two all. Now you're doing it, mate. I don't need all. Just a caution on the run to all of you. I don't need all this extra information. All right. Or I'll call the whole thing off. Okay. Here we go. What in the NRL? Who did Brian Smith last coach?
Gordy.
Yes, Gordy.
Roosters.
Yes, yep. And he yep. has won. Last coach to a grand final, Gordy. Congratulations.
Oh, big
Gordy.
Game player.
Hey, guys, it's going to be a long off season, Paul. Yanni's good as your last game.
Yeah.
Lifts for the occasion. Big game yeah, player, the Raging Bull.
Hey, are we surprised Gordy gets up for grand final day?
Yeah.
No.
Well, all right. Well, that's the last trivia we'll ever.
He did coach the Warriors, but we'll leave that. That's a technicality.
No, he didn't coach.
No, he didn't coach him.
He was assistant.
He was the director.
But the question was last coach to a grand final.
Yes.
So that does
that
mean...
That was the Roosters in 2010. Mm,
right, okay. Now, if you could please stop finishing off all my sentences, like you've had eight schooners at the pub.
But now, I had one of your gummy bears. Well, what's in that
I tell you, I've only got three to get me through the whole night. Don't touch them. Let's take a break as Triple M rocks the footy.
A Triple M NRL classic grand final moment. 2019. The Sydney City Roosters, James Tedesco.
8 minutes to go. 8 points all. Played to Keary. Veers down the left. Short pass Mitchell. Beautiful pass to Tupou. Into the backfield. Gibson to Tedesco. Goal! Bye! The Roosters are in front. It's tinged in controversy. But come up the moment. Come up the man. And James Tedesco, quiet for 72 minutes, comes up with the killer blow.
Welcome back to it. We do it thanks to our friends at Tyre Power, and that's Dan Ganane, who will, of course, you hear on Fox and you hear on Triple M. And Dan's going to call the grand final for us tonight here at Triple M. So, as I say, sometimes you can't get in front of the telly. You're listening to it on the radio for some reason. You're working, you're driving, whatever. Make sure you tune into Triple M, or perhaps you've got it on the listener app. Now, Wynnum 28, lead Tweed 12 in the prelim at Suncorp Stadium, and that is thanks to Tyre Power. We took the time through the week to ask the boys about their favourite grand final moments over the years. So I started off, I asked Hoops. Hoops said 2003. Let's have a listen to some highlights of 2003, then we'll go to Hoops.
Prittis waits, and he looks at Campbell. He goes away and throws the dummy. He's over! position. So is Gower. They take another one. Prittis goes wide to Rooney. Rooney's over. Rooney's in. His second try. It is Penrith's third try. The Panthers, they go out to lead by 16 points to 6. Brilliant defence by the Sydney Roosters. And now it's from Prittis away to Girdler. It's come off the feet of the Roosters. Fittler's gone after it. Then he scoops the ball away to Byrne. Byrne puts on a fend. Then he puts on a sprint. Sattler is chasing. Sattler has made the tackle of the day. What a tackle by Scott Sattler.
That's one of the greatest tackles you will ever see in any game.
Yes, and every time you ask Scotty Sattler, the tackle comes through. He went from further away, didn't he? Come from the back of the grandstand to make that tackle. But you chose 2003 hoops. You would have been a young journalist and probably close to some of those Penrith players. Talk us through it.
Oh, the reason I went 2003 is because as much as the Panthers had had a fantastic season, they were minor premiers, it was still one of the greatest grand final upsets of all time. Every expert had picked the Roosters because Ricky Stewart had gone there as a young coach and he had a playing group that included Brad Fittler, Adrian Morley, Brian Fletcher, and he had created this style where they used this frantic line speed and just jammed off their line and were absolutely brutal in defence. And they had set the benchmark standard. They'd won the premiership in 2002. They were going for back-to-back titles. They were the best side. They were the absolute standout side. And I just thought that Penrith, you asked Scott Sattler about it. I remember asking Sats about it at the time. I said, mate, what was the game plan? Like, what did Lange say to you? And he said, well, it was funny. We were all a bit, you know, obviously jittery. We were excited, but jittery because it's such a big occasion. And John Lange came into Penrith on the Monday and he just said, righto, boys, we're going to get it really simple. We're going to keep it really simple. We're going to bash them. We're just going to do exactly what their game plan is, right? And he said, Sat said, everyone initially was sort of looking at each other like, well, is this really the plan? But then they just galvanised, got together, went and trained, and came out and produced one of the best performances in grand final history. So it was such an epic upset. Mm. It was just a great grand final.
Okay, that was back in 2003. Now, Paul, we asked you. You said 1986, Parramatta's last premiership. Here's some highlights from that.
A little kick by... Oh, Brett Kenny has been hit around the chin. He set him up. It is Phil Sigsworth.
That was a terrible call. He should never have got sent off.
I honestly didn't think he would have been sent off. I thought it was, you know, it wasn't a bad thing. It wasn't something he did deliberately. But I remember Sterlo saying to me, stay down, Bert, stay down. This, we'll get a penalty out of this.
Well, I've already told you, Bert tells a lot of lies, and they seem to involve me when we know that the bottom line is that I made him look good for a decade.
Done to play the ball. Bogdan's the dummy half. He'll go himself, Bogdan. He's tackled. A metre from the line. There's the siren. Parramatta have won the grand final.
Yeah, the first thing I looked at when the game finished was Crowe. I looked over to where he was, and we just walked around the field, and that's all we had to do was walk, just take everything in.
I played all my career about wanting to win grand finals, and to be lucky enough to go out on the last game winning after, you know, after what happened early in the year, when realistically, as I said, the day after I hurt my eye, I'm thinking that's it, it's all over.
Mr. Perpetual Motion and Mr. Nice Guy, Michael Cronin, are held aloft for all and sundry to give their final blessings to.
Okay, 1986, so many things stand out about that year, Paul. Why did you pick it?
Oh, to me, there's many reasons why this is my favourite. On a personal note, I woke up that morning up at Central Coast and rang a few mates, and we caught the train down, bought some tickets off some scalpers outside and went in and stood on the hill and watched the game. So I was there. The tension in the crowd was... it's something that you could feel it. It's the only trialist grand final in history. And generally, if you say that to somebody that no tries are scored, it sounds like a dud game. Mm. But it was a compelling game. Every play had consequences, and every reaction to it had consequences. And the fact that, right at the end of the game, it's like it was written. You've got Mick Cronin hurting his eye at the beginning of the year, which everyone knew was going to be his last season. Everyone thought that was going to end his career. Then he comes back and he's still not 100%. He still doesn't have full vision in his eye, but he comes back and having missed a goal that would have won Parramatta a grand final in 77. He kicks two goals and they win 4-2. Ray Price didn't reveal before the game was going to be his last game. Everybody suspected it would, but he was a great warrior of the club. He was at the club 11 years, made 7 grand finals. The pair of them went, everyone anticipated that they were going to retire after the game, but nobody knew. It was going to be the fitting end. And then right at the end of the game, Canterbury are pressing Parramatta's line. They keep going set after set after set. And then finally, in the very last tackle of the game, you've got four or five Parramatta players all over the Canterbury players. There's a moment in the game within the last few minutes where I think it's Andrew Farrer goes down the right side and he's about to go over in the corner and you get 7 Parramatta players in the tackle. That's how desperate they were to save the game. So you've got all these storylines and they've got this compelling game that just sold it. Mm. And it's what grand finals are about. Like I said, every play in the game had consequences. And then Ray Price gets up, picks up the trophy and says, and this is the last time I'll ever play here. Mm. And it just finished it off. And then back in the day, before this grand final, teams would get their trophy and then they would start to jog around the oval carrying the trophy. And because it was Price and Cronin's last game, Mick Cronin was owns a pub, doesn't drink beer. He's always been a Bacardi and Coke drinker. But someone handed him a can of Tui's and him and Ray Price just took the scenic route and walked around, which had never been done before. They all walk around now, but had never been done before because the pair of them just wanted to soak it up. And so the team was sort of jogging ahead and then would stop and wait for them. And they just walked around as two old warrior friends who had played their careers together, had done everything together. They'd won premierships already before. Parramatta had lost in 84. They didn't get there in 85. They were in decline. They were a team known for their attack, and they went out and they defended their way to a grand final. Like, if you want to give if you want to find a story that can inspire you, there's something in that Parramatta season that will get you home. And then you had the genius of Brett Kenny. He'd scored 2 tries in 81, 82 and 83 in each of the grand finals. Obviously, trials he didn't score a try for Parramatta, but twice he got disallowed.
Yeah, amazing.
It was just magnificent. Mm. It was just, to me, it just epitomises everything that you want to see in a grand final. Even though there was no tries, there were so many opportunities for tries and last ditch defence that just shut it down right at the end. That just underline what grand finals are about.
And I think Paul, Parramatta supporters, anyone around at the time old enough to remember that vividly. You would have thought there is no way on God's earth this mob are going to now go 35 years and not win a grand final. They're such a powerhouse club.
They were a powerhouse club. And Ray Price and Mick Cronin were two very special players. And as I said, Ray Price arrived at Parramatta in 1976. Mick Cronin arrived there a year later in 1977. So Ray Price was there from 76 to 86. In those 11 seasons, he played 7 grand finals, won 4 premierships.
Amazing.
Mick Cronin played 6 grand finals, won 4 premierships. Okay? So that's what they did. Parramatta have not won a grand final since. And even after Cronin and Price retired, that still left Steve Eller, Brett Kenny, Peter Sterling, Michael Mosley, John Muggett, all these players were still at the club. And yet it was not until the mid-90s that Parramatta actually got to the semi-finals again. Because of what those two brought to the club, as just pure winners, and that's what they were. Mm. They drove a standard that just made them successful, and they were instrumental. And obviously, let's remember, Ray Price was replaced by Bob Lindner. It wasn't like they had a rookie come in. Michael Erickson replaced Mick Cronin in the centres. Yet still, Parramatta unable. For year after year after year to even make the semi-finals after Price and Cronin retired. So that's what they brought to that club.
Okay, now we're going to do you, Gordy, because obviously you've been there and done that as a respected player for the Broncos and obviously your wonderful state of Queensland as well. You've picked the 2000 grand final. I'm going to play some audio, then we'll have a listen to what you got to say.
Then for Campion. Campion away for Carroll. Carroll for Saylor. Saylor will make it. Saylor's over. Wendell Saylor is in for Brisbane. Solomona. Fitzgibbon. He's over the line, Fitzgibbon. Fitzgibbon's over. That's a try. Broncos are the premiers of the year 2000. Minor premiers by a clear
Okay, Gordy, you were involved with so many grand final victories, yep. And I wonder why you picked that one.
Oh, well, there's so many greats. I was going to pick Balmain and Canberra, and I thought that the boys, I didn't know what the boys were going to pick. And then obviously, you know, you got South Sydney, and I always talk about South Sydney. That was the greatest moment. And then the Cowboys and Broncos as a broadcaster, as being involved, was probably my proudest moment of rugby league. And then when Charlie, the producer, asked me, I thought I'd go for one of mine, because it's no doubt if you're playing in it, it's your favourite. And I, in 97, it was a split game and Newcastle won. And I think every rugby league person, unless the Broncos, you know, other 17 Broncos players that played, believed that Newcastle won the grand final that year. And ours was a second tier competition. The next year we go
Which
on and
wasn't.
We play the...
It wasn't. Like, let's be fair.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think it was at all.
No. And then the next year, you know, there was a lot of motivation for us in the preseason to go back-to-back to legitimise the 97 grand final. But I was being dragged along by Alan Langer and Glenn Lazarus and Steve Renouf and Kevin Walters and the big boys at the Broncos. And then in 2000, you know, we'd lost all those guys, the Peter Ryans, the Andrew Gees. I think we lost about 9 players, Kerrod Walters. And then I think it was the first time I played with a Broncos side that didn't have more ability than any other side that we were playing against. So it was a totally different look side. And I still believe it's the closest unit of guys I've ever played with. And we had guys like Harvey Howard and the young Dane Carlaw, Lottie Takiri, who we had to help along the way. This was... you know, Lottie that wouldn't turn up the training early in his career, you know, and he was 116 kilos, and then you get him to look like a, you know, 102 flyer on the wing. So that group of men had to do a lot. Kevvy Walters was, you know, going to retire, and he was getting injured, and he was going to hand the captaincy over to myself. I was vice captain at the time. And we talked him into staying on, and it was just, that was, I think, what grand finals are all about. And, you know, you talk about Parramatta, wasn't their best side that day. It wasn't, you know, like their greatest season, but there's moments that make you win. And for me to be there that day, that was the greatest feeling that I've had on a rugby league field.
It was a pretty special day for Kevvy too, wasn't it, that day?
Well, like everybody knows Kevvy's past, and, you know, he was a single dad there for a while because he lost his wife, Kim, and, you know, he'd bring his boys to training. It was like a crash, you know, so you'd have young Billy and who's playing at the Tigers and just on for the Broncos and Jet and, you know, Harry there, and it was just, you know, it was just it was a great club to be around, and if Kevvy didn't play, we wouldn't have won. He was our leader, but he thought that he couldn't, you know, cut the mustard anymore, and I think it was a great lesson for me that those guys that have got you there, like, you can get them there and you can motivate them as much as they motivate you.
Mm. Was there a point, Gordon, during that season where that balance did shift, where Kevvy's been your leader for so long, you're the vice captain, you've watched him, and then he's had these, I suppose, concerns about, you know, of confidence in himself, where you thought, you know what, it's now my time to step forward as a leader, and rather than let Kevvy drag me along, it's up to me to drag him along?
Well, he invited us all to the Paddo Tavern. He said, I don't think I can do this anymore. And I remember we were all there, and I said, yes, you can. And then I think to a man, myself, Lockie Webby and all that, go, we've got to take up more slack. Not that we were all trying to be the man, but we had to take up more slack, and we did, but Kevvy was still our leader. He was a guy that we went to. But I suppose, you know, if you look back at it and you ask Kevvy, I reckon that he lent on his younger senior players more than he ever had in his career, because he was probably leaning on Elf and Lazo, and then he didn't have as much confidence. But when we all stood up to the brink, and, you know, we all know what a player Darren Lockyer was and Shane Webke, but I suppose we got handed more reins that year than we ever had before. Mm-hmm. And people always ask me, and this is what makes Wayne so good. Like, he would do these army camps, and SAS is a show now, and we all watch Sam Burgess on it. I've done all those activities that they're doing now, and we did it in 3 days straight with no sleep. And Petro Sivanasiva walked, and I was the leader of this one group, and we're walking, and Petro fainted, but he did not whinge once. And then he had to get airlifted out of there, and then I think he spent a month away from the training paddock, and that was in 99 in the heat of Brisbane, and that's when I realised that we were going to be hard to beat that year. And like I always say at corporate functions, we won the grand final off the field in the pre-season. You know, there's always moments in the season, but the resilience that we showed as a young group, and we all had to take the rope that year, And we didn't have the ability. As I said, we didn't have the ability that we had in previous years. And we had to be a tight-knit, close group, and we were.
Okay, well, we better take a break here, boys. That was a good experience, a good to look back at the grand finals that have stood out in your mind. And what we'll do,
hey, Maroon,
boys.
Maroon, yeah. Can you talk us through one of yours?
Oh, look, I'm just for time, I was going to say I always thought the 89 grand final. I'm not going to do the obvious one and say 2014, but the 89 grand final was just high energy, high impact from go to woe, compelling, and you could watch it over and over and over again. So I will take 89 as mine. More importantly here, Gordy, I'm going to take a break and come back and I'll ask you three, who wins the grand final? Who wins the Clive Churchill medal? Will I be eating Chinese tonight and why? As Triple M rocks the footy.
A Triple M NRL classic grand final moment. 1992, Steve Renoff, Brisbane Broncos.
Langer away for Renoff. Renoff, we haven't seen much of him today. Now take a look at him as he crosses the halfway. They won't catch him. He's heading for the corner and he's over. Renoff makes it 22 points to 4.
Well, I'm a massive Ray Warren fan, and I think that's probably my favourite Ray Warren moment, that one in the grand final there, Broncos and Dragons. Boys, I'm going to ask you your predictions. Sorry, Paul.
I thought your favourite Ray Warren was Dan. How does that go?
Dan, whatever you do, don't tell a hypochondriac he doesn't look well.
Shout out to the great Ray Warren.
Yeah, we love you, Rabs.
Calling another grand final tonight. What is it? He's 45th in a row. Absolute machine.
Just before I go, boys, to you for your predictions, I'll be very quick here, but as you know at home, we've got the virtual corporate box now. Me and Miss Portugal watch all our games, just me and her. We're the only ones that live at our place with the new big screen telly. And we have a virtual corporate box, and she's just sent me the menu because we are, of course, Rabbitoh supporter. We're starting off with a charcuterie board, which is just salami and cheese and whatnot.
A charcuterie board?
A charcuterie board, yeah.
Why don't you just call it salami and cheese? That's the fancy way, is it?
Miss Portugal says it's a charcuterie board.
It's a flash corporate box.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You don't talk their market.
Yeah. So okay. We've got some chili olives and some salami and cheese and all that sort of thing.
Your mouth's watering already.
And then we've got, for starters, king prawns and chicken skewers.
Oh, shell's still on?
Ooh, you never know. Is that code for something? Anyway, and then
we know you like to eat the shell and all.
You normally do your little cocktail frankfurts. You're not doing those this time?
Well,
he's gone up market, mate.
This is the grand final, mate. Okay. This is a grand final.
South are in it.
Dinner, lamb chops, potato and thyme tort. Don't really know what that
What's that?
and then garden salad. Toss a bit of a salad there to have with your lamb chops. Then halftime snack, Simone Logue Moroccan lamb and beef vegetable mini pies.
They sound good.
Then she's got here. Oh, they are good. Then she's got here. If Souths win, dessert. ? Then she's got...
All right, leave it alone.
No, it's not rude. She goes, all social distancing restrictions lifted. Go, you good thing. Now you folks...
But Maroon, do you know you said garden salad? This is one thing that always confuses me. When you go to a restaurant, isn't every salad out of the garden?
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Why do they say garden salad, you know? Don't know.
Like your couture board.
Because it's just from the garden. It's common variety as opposed to something a little bit more exotic that might be in another salad.
But Gordy.
Like an avocado salad, for example.
I think what Gordy's.
Like a rocket and pear parmesan, though.
I do like that. But what he's trying to say is, why do we have tomato sauce made out of tomatoes? A steak sauce isn't made out of steak. It's getting back to the whole thing with the fly in the car and you hit the brakes.
Not the fly in the car today.
Okay,
and
boys.
How do they milk those soybeans and those almonds? Wouldn't like that job.
No. Well, you can milk anything, Gordon, let's be honest. Let's talk about the grand final now. South and Penrith, who wins and why? I'm going to start with you, Gordon.
I'm going for South. I'm leaning towards South. The freshest team, I think they're going to be up for this. Penrith, it was one of the greatest games I watched when they played up there in Mackay against Parramatta. They were lucky to win that. That was the trainer gate game against Melbourne Storm. They threw everything in that. They missed 55 tackles, still got home. I think the Storm were a bit underwhelming that day. I think if Storm played to their ability, I think they win that. And I think Souths are primed. I think that they're ready to go. It's a story of Wayne Bennett. Souths have the ability. We spoke about, you know, Cody Walker early. And I just think that they're just humming along beautifully. I think, as you said, you can't get ambushed, but I reckon Penrith might get a surprise today.
Okay, I'll come back and ask you Clive Churchill medal, because I want to put you on the spot immediately. Paul, can I ask you who wins and who Clive Churchill medal, now that you know that question's coming?
Look, Penrith have got the better team and they've got the best defence. Everything else is in South Sydney's favour. They're fresher. They've been, I think, prepared to the minute. And one of my golden rules is pick the healthiest team. I think other than the fact they've lost Latrell Mitchell through suspension, Souths are in really good shape. So that said, though, defence wins grand finals, so I've gone Penrith way. Clive Churchill could be anyone. I think someone like Isaiah Yeo is up for a big game. I tell you, if you're a Souths fan and you want to have a sneaky, you know who I reckon is a really good Clive Churchill bet?
Mm.
Tom Burgess.
Mm.
He was man of the match last time they played Penrith. It was close too.
Yeah. He was outstanding.
He was brilliant. He'll come off, but he's paying $67.
Wow.
For the Clive Churchill.
That's some value.
So it's worth a sneaky one. If Souths win and he's on, because for Souths to win, they're going to have to dominate through the middle. So that's where I'm at. So I think Penrith, but with no confidence. I'm notoriously bad at picking the grand final win, because I constantly question myself. You know, I'll settle on a team and then I'll find a reason why the other team should win.
Okay, now for you, Hoops.
I've settled on the Souths based on the fact I just think Wayne Bennett has got them tuned to the minute, and it has been as ideal a preparation as you could possibly get. I know he's been drumming it into the playing group about this is going to be a victory for the true believers, because when they lost Latrell to that six-week suspension, everybody put the red pen through Souths and said there's no hope they can't win it. Now, there were question marks about them anyway, but inside the dressing room, I know he's really been ramming home that this is going to be a victory for the true believers. I think it'll be an epic game. Like, I think it'll be really close. The Panthers, to Kenty's point, have been the best defensive side all year. And the Bunnies, over the course of the last 8 to 10 weeks, have really fine-tuned their defence. On the back of off the back of those couple of 50-point hidings, Wayne really went away and narrowed his focus and tidied things up. So I think Souths can get there in a close game, and I think the Clive Churchill medal winner will be Cam Murray.
Okay, that's we're going to leave that there, fellas, because I go just running a little bit late here. Paul, that's it for you for this year.
Yeah, look, I thank you for the season, you guys. I've really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to listening to the – well, I'm not actually. I was going to say listen to the summer show, but I'm not.
Right.
I'm
you
not,
are.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm in the
what's
car,
your beef?
I'll be putting
what's
on
your,
the races.
What's your beef with the summer show?
Because it's just you two wood ducks.
No, we're going to get someone else in.
Another wood duck. We're getting another wood duck.
Who's coming in?
Oh, look, I don't – I've got to see.
Can't say too much.
Because whatever – whoever we get, it comes out of my budget.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've lowballed them.
So I'll tell you what, whoever it is, you've just dead said scraped from the bottom of the barrel.
Well,
you've had to just chisel them out of the bottom of the barrel, haven't you?
Well, you know, I mean, you could come in.
So basically what you're saying, whoever it is, whoever comes in and says, hi, I'm so-and-so, and you introduce them, we will know that they will do anything for nothing.
That's not right. No, Anthony's bowled this. No. He's twisted this the wrong way.
I'll take 50% and Hoops and the other bloke can divvy up 25% each.
All right. I'm really looking forward to that. That's just reeks of quality. So, listen, it's been a wonderful year. Let's hope the grand final tops off what has been a great season. It's been a tough season for everybody with COVID, with everybody at home isolating, all that we've had to go through. Let's hope it's a grand final that makes it all worthwhile. And for you three Pelicans, can't wait to... not see you for the next 5 months.
Okay, mate, and all the best to you. Tell Vonnie I will ring her back. I haven't forgotten.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll talk to you.
You're trying for my job,
we'll talk to you in the office.
Yeah, I'll come here.
Look at you. Hey, little whitehead. He's the best. Hey, look at you trying to get in. She's told me you've been pestering her. You're one guy she does have
I was pestering her about something else, though. That's Triple M Rocks the Footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.